Probably 1951 when I came. That's 1951.
Yes.
It comes to me now.
And why did you start work with Welling Builders?
Well, I was living in East Anglia after the war, and I found myself with no work. And the more I tried to get the job, the worse I got. And I saw an advert in the local paper, and it said, "Come to Welling Garden City and build your own house."
Right.
Oh, that's too good an offer to miss. Yeah. So I discussed it with my wife, and what do you think? Well, she said, "It's up to you. You don't seem to get a job here." Right. So I packed my bag, headed for Welling Garden City, and I started work right away in Beehive Lane.
Yes. And your wife stayed behind?
My wife stayed behind with two children.
Yes.
And
yes.
We had a prefab in Lowestoft.
Yeah.
And no work. We were stuck with a home, but with no work.
Yes.
And I came here, and it took me about 18 months, toing and froing, until I got the house.
Right.
And you had to wait your turn. You allocated a house as it come.
Yes.
I don't know, but it was the standard rate was more or less all over the country. But they did say, if you pass the fitness test, you'd be getting threepence an hour above the rate. But it's unheard of, and I couldn't believe it. And I went to Welling Builders. They had their yard in just by the campus at that time, and they had a works manager, or a fellow. He used to live in the Olmsted Court, and he used to deal with all the people with their jobs.
Yeah.
And he took me all around with Welling Gardens, and he's showing me everything and explaining everything. And then I was introduced to the foreman on Beehive Lane, and there was a doctor's surgery there. I helped to build the dentist place in there.
Yeah.
We used to have fun with the dentist chair when we were working about in there.
So you'd already trained as a builder?
When I left the army, I went on a training course to Letchworth for a carpenter and joiner.
Right.
And then, as I say, I went back over to Lowestoft with no work, and I was so disappointed not having a job. Mm. And as I say, I came here to work, and I've never looked back.
Yes. So you started working on the houses in Beehive Lane.
Yes.
Were you doing, which part? Were you doing woodwork?
Woodwork, yes.
Right.
Yes. I don't know why the foreman took a liking to me. And as the house got finished, he used to say to me, "Now will you see to all the fittings, all the locks and things that had to be fitted to the make them ready for the tenant." And I have to meet the tenants, and if there's any complaints, I have to attend to anything there. I think they were all privately owned, weren't they? I'm sure
right,
they were.
Yes, I think so. Yeah. So you were seeing the process right through then?
Right through at the end.
Yes. What was it like working for Welling Builders?
Well, I couldn't believe it, because there was no hurry. If you did the job, that was all that was asked for.
Yeah.
And I say, and when I was working in Lowestoft, you'd be looking over your shoulder to make sure.
Yes.
But as I say, they couldn't have been a better firm. But they couldn't cope. And I was working in Aaronswood Road, and I saw a firm had started in near the hospital, behind the Beehive, building houses there. And it was Richard Costain.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
So I nipped up there to see them, and they open arms and welcome me. I was made carpenter foreman straight away, and I had to abandon Welling Builders, which to me it was sad, really.
Yes,
I wasn't going to get anywhere with Welling Builders.
How long were you with Welling Builders?
I should think I was there for about a year, maybe a year or so.
Yeah,
and I also worked for, because they had a contract with all the with different factories. Norton Grinding Wheel. And there was a contract to do any maintenance there.
Yeah.
And also with the ICI that was in, they had contracts with them.
Yes.
So you used to do jobs on maintenance.
Right, yes.
And as I say, that you were free, more or less to do as you like. You used to work on a Saturday morning till about 10:30, 11:30.
Yeah.
And then you were free for the weekend. And that's a nice nip up to Lowestoft foreman and the general foreman of Welling Builders. They were very friendly people, and they seemed to welcome you with open arms.
Mm.
And I seemed to get on so well, and I was so sorry when I had to leave them, because, as I say, with a family growing up, And they sort of deteriorated after that because, well, there was so much competition and they were so generous with their work. You see, they couldn't cope with Costain and John Langs and all the different people, all the big people, Molans and you mentioned.
Yeah.
And they were also in Hatfield, they spread wide, far and wide.
Yes, so, yes, I can see that.
And that was the problem with why they built it. And I say, they did build everything in the Garden City when it started. Mm. And you see placards everywhere, well in builders. And even the manhole covers have still got well in builders.
Right.
If you look at the manhole.
I'll have to have a look at that.
Yeah, yes. You've got manhole covers, well in builders. Well, I didn't work on the gannets, but they did build the gannets. And also built Thistle Grove.
Christmas, were you there over Christmas party?
Christmas, the party in the well-in stores up on the, what's in the restaurant. It was a marvellous show.
Yeah?
We really had a lovely meal and everything. Uh-huh. All the entertainment, it was a great... I couldn't believe this. All for free, you see.
Yes.
And I'd never been used to nothing like that. Yes. And well-in builders were so meticulous about the finished product.
Yeah.
Whereas well-in builders, everything has got to be just right.